Eat up by one. 9:50 remains in game two. Nice cut. Duncan gets it. Puts it up and swirls in. Beautiful feed by Bam. Timeout, Denver. Mike Malone wants that dry erase board right now. Hand off to Duncan. Sidestep. He snaps it to Jimmy in the left corner. He elevates for three. He gets nothing but net. 2 for 4 from the land of milk and honey. Work on the right side. Kicks it out top to Duncan. He moves it to his left to Lowry. He wanted to give it back, but held on to it. Pulling it back. 6 on the shot clock. Lowry uses a Bam screen. Right back to Bam! Threw it down with 2 hands!
And 1.
Oh. Bam! Spo making sure no fouls. Jimmy reaches, but no foul called. Murray to tie it. It's out. Heat win. Game 2 of the 2023 NBA Finals belongs to the Heat.
I just think nobody cares on our team. We're not worried about what anybody thinks. We're so focused in on what we do well and who we are as a group that at the end of the day, that's what we fall back on. Your missed shots, we're going to be who we are because we're not worried about anybody else. It's how it's been all year long, and that's not going to change. So that's what I think it is. I think it's the I don't give a damn factor.
I don't give a darn at all. We have a series, folks. Good morning to everybody out there. It stayed up late to watch it. If you didn't, I hope you got up early because it's always on early in the morning and usually finishes up between 5:30 and 6. So if you wanted to skip ahead of the wildness through the game, all you had to do is get to that fourth quarter and see another Miami Heat comeback. Doesn't matter who it is. Jokic was really good, 16 of 28, 41 points. But the story last night, and there was a bunch of really good stories. Duncan Robinson to start that fourth quarter, 10 of the fastest points you'll ever see, 2 threes, and going to the basket a couple of times. And remember, everybody said, hey, if you get a little bit more to your game, we can play you more. We can work with some of the stuff you can't do defensively. But if you can, like, start going to the basket, well, he did last night and ended up with 10 points in the game and just outstanding for him, especially what he was able to do in the fourth. And it wasn't just him. At one point, it was right back to that undrafted story again of Caleb Martin hitting a big three. He came in and, I mean, you're just going on. Vincent had another really good game. Matter of fact, Butler had 21. 7 of 19, didn't shoot that well, but hit some big shots in the fourth. The story has been, man, through the first couple of games, and I know we've been on a roller coaster with this dude, Bam Adebayo. 21 points, huge block. I don't know if it, whatever. It doesn't matter what you might have thought it was. He got up so damn high, it didn't matter. When a guy jumps above the square, I just think you're going, damn, anybody can get up like that, just let it go, and blocks a shot. And of course, Gabe Vincent had 23, but the big story, and there's a bunch, and Ron Rossine will join us later and give us a real professional take on it. 36-25 in the fourth quarter, the Heat down 8, come back to win, and by the way, had a 12-point lead, and that disappeared, and there's going to be a lot of national discussion when you're down 3 and you have, 10, 11, 12 seconds left. Do you call a timeout, or are you better off to just, because you have so much time, just come up and get something going without the timeout so nobody has a chance to get set? And so they were, of course, right off the bat, ESPN second-guessing that take last night of, what are you doing? You got to get set. You got to get the perfect play, and you know you need three to tie it in that situation. Of course, the game was 111-108. That 3 would have tied the game up. Hey, listen, I go the other side. Jimmy Butler, Jamal Murray was going to take that shot just about no matter what, short of like a whole bunch of guys running over to double or triple team him. And they go, no, Jimmy's got him, and did a good job of not allowing him to. Listen, I mean, he makes a lot of those, but it was a difficult shot under the circumstances. A 3 doesn't beat you. All it does is take the game to overtime, but Jimmy with good defense there and didn't allow him to, I didn't get a very good shot during that point. So I thought when I watched the start of that game, I went, wow, Denver. I don't know if anybody else was thinking this, Woody. Denver looks a little flat starting this game. And Strus comes out, and Strus does what Duncan did in the four. Strus does to start the game. He's knocking down threes, and after, you know, the embarrassment for him of going 0 for 10 and made himself into the record book for 10 shots and not making any in the finals and all that, he comes back, and he got off to a great start. But that game was just full of roller coaster rides, because after that, Denver goes on a huge run. They go up double digit in that game. And then to start the fourth, 83-75, Denver in good shape with that 8-point lead to start the fourth. And that thing disappeared about as quickly as I've seen. Within what, a couple of minutes, the Heat were up one. So just a wild, wild game. We'll get into all the different parts of it. And of course, Coach Michael Malone was going to get second guessed on the 3-point shot, but you could tell before the game he tried to get his guys going, and it just seemed even before the game he was concerned in the day off, like, we didn't play that well and we need to play better, and we can't just, because the media nationally strokes us on this series is over and all that stuff, you can't listen to it. Here's what he had to say after the game last night.
Now, let's talk about effort. I mean, this is the NBA Finals, and we're talking about effort. That's a huge concern of mine. You know, and you guys probably thought I was just making up some storyline after game one when I said we didn't play well. We didn't play well. This is not the preseason. This is not the regular season. It's not round. This is the NBA Finals. And that, to me, is really, really perplexing, disappointing. And I asked the team, you guys tell me why we lost. And they knew the answer. Miami came in here and outworked us, and we were by far our least disciplined game of these 16 or 17 playoff games, whatever it is now. So many breakdowns, and they exploited every one of those breakdowns and scored. So if we're going to try to go down there and regain control of this series and get home court advantage back, we're going to have to outwork Miami, which we didn't do tonight, and our discipline is going to have to be off the charts.
So discipline, by the way, if you didn't watch the game from the start into the finish, Miami got a lot of open shots. Not only that, but they went to the basket on a little give and go and off picks, and there were no adjustments on defending. Guys are getting dunks. Like I said, Duncan Robinson went to the basket for some layups, and guys were open, wide open threes, and they were knocking them down. By the way, the stat that's going to get overlooked, but it shouldn't, because we should start with 3-point shooting just about every game. 17-35. For the Miami Heat, damn near 50% shooting, five of them in the fourth quarter compared to 11 of 28. And, you know, you look at the difference of 6 3-point shots, and that's really comes down to that game. Even as good as Jokic was inside and scored at will, even though he got off to a slow start and they were sloppy and they turned it over. They just looked out of sync, and I don't know if they thought the Heat were just going to, you know, just show up and go, okay, you got us again. You got two really good fourth quarter teams, and last night the Heat said, all right, we're used to this fourth quarter thing too. And it was just a lot of plays. I kept wanting to write down one play, Woody, going, man, that was it. Jimmy Butler comes down and kind of stops a little streak that they went on in the fourth quarter. And then you just realize, man, it was just coming from a lot. And there was Strus early, hot from three. Duncan Robinson in the fourth to start that thing was just – and by the way, one thing about those guys, Spo does a good job. He's like, hey, you're a little cold. Maybe don't shoot so much. Man, you keep firing it. If you're open and you've got space on a 3-point shot, Duncan, Strus, you guys keep shooting. And Maxie Boy, just keep shooting them, man. Don't stop. Gabe Vinson, I mean, you can go on and on with those guys. They get a little space. It's going up. It is going up. And it did again. And, boy, a bunch of them spread it out last night to score, even though at the very end of the game, Nuggets made a little run to get that sucker and have a chance to tie it up with 12 seconds, which, by the way, is a lot of time, whether you call a timeout or not, to get a good shot. Let you go one-on-one against Jimmy Butler. Maybe the shot's not so good. So, had all that stuff. By the way, we got some other stuff to get to. We'll get back to to the other stuff that happened yesterday. University of Miami baseball team played two, beat Louisiana 8-5 early, had to come back a couple hours early for a 6 o'clock game in Texas. Said, we're going to do the Texas two-step on you again. Scored 9 runs in the third, and Texas wins at 10-6, so they move on. And the season is over for the Miami Hurricanes. Texas beat them on Saturday 4-1 and 10-6 yesterday, and was a dominant team in that series, grand slams. So their season is over. And then the other story, we put it on the back page all the time. Listen, the Marlins win again. Sandy Alcantara had another crappy inning, which he's had. He's down 5-1. They come back and win that game 7-5. They've won 7 of 9. They've had the brooms out now with a clean sweep of the Angels and the A's, Kansas City. Now, you can't make this up on your schedule. Two worst teams in baseball by far. The Oakland A's and Kansas City Royals are coming next. And I said this last week. This is a chance to really, before you get into a lot of games in your own division, this is a chance to really get some nice wins and get some things figured out. So Kansas City's next. And they're now 32-28, 4 games over, second place. Hell, they look like a wild card team right now. And again, it's 162 games, and we're not even at the halfway point. But amazing, timely hitting. Have some guys. This Arise is Luis Arise is just he had the batting average like 390, 5 hits the other night. Just incredible his hitting and some other timely hitting from guys. Their ability to come back and win close games. It's just stuff that this team hasn't been able. They used to lose all those games, and so now they're winning, and so that's another story that's going on here. And of course, the Panthers 5-2 loss in Vegas. By the way, I don't know about you, Gold, but it's 2-2, and I'm going, hey, this is what they want going into the third. This is where they're really good. Those 2-2 games, but the Golden Knights have been playing with a lot of comebacks all the whole playoffs. That was their 9th. They had 3 goals in the third, and that's the difference in that game. They'll do it again tonight. You can hear it right here on Sports Radio 560 WQAM. And then we got a travel day, so the Heat won't play until Wednesday. Games 3 and Game 4 will be Friday at home.
How about the Panthers and Knights playing like they're like old bitter rivals, man? That was a chippy-ass game, wasn't it?
Good God. you would think they were Tampa
each
Bay.
Other in the face after the play. Like,
yeah, they don't play each other that much. So hell, you man. Were like, yeah. And, yeah, it got ugly. It
yeah,
got
very,
ugly, some
very
cheap
physical.
Shots, and finally.
Panthers, I think, like that, though. They like to kind of muck it up.
Oh, they wanted to with those guys. Yeah, no question. Tkachuk ended up at the end of the game. It was already over. It was 4-2 anyway, but he got to spend some time in the locker room.
I find myself sitting around waiting to hear what Wayne Gretzky has to say. I love listening to him after the games, man. He's fun, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
He doesn't hold back either. He's like got that TNT thing, man. He just doesn't hold back.
He's in a unique situation, right? So here is the great one, right? I mean, your nickname is the great one. I mean, so they're sitting there. He's got every record in those championships. So when he says something, those other guys, they got to be careful. Like when they joke with him, they got to be careful of like, you know, what you say. I mean, this guy, everybody's chasing his records. And so it's pretty funny. But, yeah, he's got a good sense of humor for everything and what he's done and everything else. But, yeah, I always wonder how those other guys, and some of those guys have been good players, but, you know, they don't want to say too much, like, hey, great one, what'd you see? And so it's pretty funny. That's a great call. All right, we have a lot of stuff here on a Monday. But it is nice, man, because I got to tell you, the national media, and I know we're in this market, no matter what, we're like, we're going to win. I get it. We're a bunch of cheerleaders, and I have my skirt on today. I didn't have it on the other day. I had to get it adjusted, but I have a nice skirt on today, cheerleading outfit for the Heat. But, my God, Sports Illustrated, I'm reading, you know, I go to SI.com. I don't know, Woody, if you're an SI.com guy, but I go there and they go, hey, series basically over 2 nights ago. And I go, what? It's one game. Oh, my God, it's over. Difference. Nice run for the Heat. And that now they win. And it's like, we got a series. We got a little bit of a series here now. Because as long as he takes care of business at home, which, by the way, they win on the road, and they always win on the road. And I think it's going to be a good series, man. Like, Denver's really good. They definitely will get the Heat's attention now after what just happened in the fourth quarter.
This is why it's tough, though, when you talk about national media. And I don't spend the morning ripping ESPN. They know their broadcast is terrible. But it's tough because I don't think they get it entirely, Joe, like what the deal is with this team. And I think that goes all the way to Vegas, man. How about the Heat are 8.5-point underdogs in that game last night, and they went outright. It's just the continuing of doubting this
They're
team.
8.5 every game. You'll have to go back, Woody, and amazing. Get the spreads. It'd be pretty funny to find out what the spreads
have
been. Joe,
that's a big spread for the NBA Finals. Like, that's just disrespectful at this point, isn't it? Like,
that's about money, though, Woody.
I feel like everyone on ESPN believes that that's how these games are going to play out. Like, they just think – everyone picks Denver to win that game, you know, before the game. And I feel like they think – Denver is just so far superior to Miami, and it's just it's not the case. It hasn't been the case against the Bucks, the Knicks, the Celtics, and now this team.
So Denver hadn't lost them. And let me give you a couple stats.
No,
here,
I know they hadn't lost them.
No, no, but you
March.
Go to Vegas. You go to Vegas on everything and think the money's like Vegas is about money, and that's what it's about. And how the spread goes up and down is by money spent on gambling on these games. So they look at that starting lineup. Besides, they haven't lost at home until last night. Jokic, Porter Jr., who's ice cold. Gordon, Murray, Caldwell, Brown. They look at that first six or seven guys and what they've done in the West and, you know, what they did to LeBron's team and AD's team. And I think they're really guilty of looking at names on back of jerseys and what they've done. Listen, they're off a clean sweep against the Lakers. I just think did they beat the Lakers in 4 or 5? Now, did the Lakers win one? I don't think they did.
I think they swept them.
No, they did sweep.
But here's the thing, Joe. I think
you go to Vegas on everything, bro.
Maybe it's because we're too close to it. I don't know, but like I'm just not surprised anymore. Like it's not an upset to me.
No.
When the Heat win these games, and
no,
you know, to everyone else, you listen to these guys on TV, it's like, oh my God, I can't believe it. Like, you know, the series, like you said, the series is over. Like
it's not surprising, but you got to get besides that. Same guys are hitting shots, same guys are doing all the things they've been doing. Some nights some of the guys, the undrafted guys, kind of rotate who does it and who doesn't. But you know, last night it was coming from everybody, and, you know, Caleb's cooled off a little bit, but he hits a huge three on a Jimmy Butler rebound off his own shot last night and hits him in the corner, and he knocks down a three. And at some point they have to stop. I don't think it has anything to do with Jimmy and Bam, who Bam, by the way, is off to a great start, by far his best basketball in these playoffs. We're all worried about what Bam was going to do against that big lineup, and Bam has been just fine. But I just look at, you know, our undrafted guys, and it just seems to me the national media really struggles going, those undrafted guys, they're going to look like undrafted guys pretty soon and start missing shots. And, you know, I mean, come on, man. They didn't get drafted, and they got knocked around a little bit. And this culture stuff can only take you so far. All I know is they just keep.
It is crazy, though, man. I mean, Joe, we're talking about the NBA Finals now, and Duncan Robinson stepping up the way that he did, Max Strus bouncing back the way that he did. And it's not even a case of Jimmy Butler carrying this team anymore.
Well,
right?
No,
it was Jimmy carrying him early. I thought Jimmy was going to have to play out of his mind for them to have a chance to beat Denver. But, man, how about Bam Adebayo, the criticism that guy's dealt with, for him to step up the way that he has.
Nice game for him last night.
Incredible,
great block.
Man.
Real outstanding
Bam
block.
Is feasting here in this series. And you know, what needs to not be overlooked, Joe, is the job that he's doing defensively. I mean, he has a really tough task here in this series as well. So, It's amazing, but yeah, man, the constant disrespect. It's like you act like we're not going to be surprised if we win games in this series.
I didn't realize we got so jacked up this morning. We ran like half our next segment already, so we've got to go to break here. But we do have a lot of stuff to get to. We'll get your thoughts on last night too, and it is amazing though. Like everybody just thought the series over after one game. You're like, yeah, watch this team. We'll be right back.
Biggest thing for us is. We've heard all the noise throughout the whole playoffs. Biggest thing for us, we have a will, we have a belief, and we keep finding ways to win.
Bam, bam, bam. Man, nice to see. Well, at fourth quarter, too, he pulled up at the free throw line, took a jumper, clean, shooting free throws, going to the basket. Strong, no support underneath for dunks last night. Just fun to watch, man. I think Michael Malone was onto something, the Denver head coach, just talking about discipline as far as defensively leaving guys wide open. Effort didn't look like, especially to start the game, that they didn't seem to have that same effort. And, of course, got to give the Heat some credit here now. They knocked down shots that were there in the first game. And they didn't make. Last night, 17 of 35 on threes, damn near 50%. So really good shooting from the outside. On the other hand, Denver was 11 of 28. But really comes down that fourth quarter, man. The money quarter. Last night, Denver up by 8, 83-75. And the next thing you know, and I mean, it happened fast. It was not a slow process. 17 to 5 run. And all of a sudden, you're going, holy smokes. It got so bad. I think the Heat were, I think, up like 12 with 3 or 4 minutes left in that game. And then Denver made a little run there. But great stuff, great stories. It was Duncan Robinson to start the fourth quarter. And it was Max Strus to start the game coming out. And good for him. Hit that first three after going 0 for 10. So he didn't have to hear about that number, because you can imagine what it's like when you're 0 for 10. Under the microscope of the finals of the NBA, and everybody's bringing up your friggin' numbers. And instead, that's going to belong to another guy that's really struggling right now. Porter Jr. is in a little bit of a funk right now in these first two games. So we'll see. But we're in for a great series. Denver's obviously got a really good team and has done a lot of winning. And this. I know people are going to be surprised, and this thing's going to be over quickly. Although most of the national guys said 6 games and took Denver. I would say a majority of the people, some took Denver in 7, and some took the Heat in 6 or 7 as well. But last night was fun to watch, and you feel like it was going to be a close game. You knew the effort, and I knew they'd bounce back on some of the shooting. I didn't expect all those guys that struggled in that first game shooting threes, and boy, did they bounce back with a lot of different guys. I think they had like 5 guys have at least 2 threes made last night in that game. So a lot of really good numbers there for those guys. Vincent and Strus both had 4 in the game. So a lot of stuff, and of course Duncan had 2 quickly in that fourth quarter. It is amazing, all that stuff with Duncan Robinson and being all over the board, and I'm watching late until he missed a shot. Then they took him out of the game and put Caleb Martin back in there. But he got to play a lot of quality minutes there, man, when he's stroking it in that fourth quarter. And now that he comes off screens and gets to that basket and had a couple of those, something they've been wanting him to do, and he is playing with a lot of confidence, man. He's looking over at the bench, and he is like, let me shoot these, man. If they give me any space at all, he and Gabe Vincent and Caleb, those guys are all going to shoot him, man. Hey, I got a little space from back. I'm shooting it. So good stuff all the way around, and a nice bounce back. I thought they were a lot better defensively. It was so nice to not watch the Denver Nuggets shoot like 20 layups last night, too. And so Spo, obviously, along with that team, ready to go and believing in adjustments that Spo makes. And they're fun to watch, man. It's fun to watch stuff. We've got, you know what's funny? Woody, I was just thinking about this coming in this morning. We got four teams. So we talk about the Panthers and their comebacks and ability to win tight games, and you're like, wow, I didn't expect that. The Panthers 2-2 after two periods before the Las Vegas team had three goals in that third, and one was an empty netter at the end. But I didn't realize they have nine comebacks in the playoffs. So they're used to being down and going, no problem, we can come back. And so we'll see how the Panthers bounce back. But all four of these teams, Denver's been a team that's been able to come back after they've been down. We know what the Heat have already done, and we've seen that. But we got four teams, basically, that know how to win tight games and know how to come back. So these series should be a lot of fun. And I don't think anybody's going to be surprised to see the Panthers bounce back and win in Vegas tonight, for sure. But that is a feisty team, man. And if you like the pushing and shoving and a couple of punches thrown, you got it in that game. It was a feisty one. A lot of penalties, a couple extra power plays in there for it, and we're ready to go.
What was it, the Panthers had 46 minutes or something in the box? I mean, that was a very, very chippy game, man. Those teams don't play a ton, but, man, they looked like old rivals. That's a fun series, Joe. That Vegas team is fun, too.
They're scrappy.
You see the little thing they do before the game?
No.
Did you watch that?
No.
You didn't watch the on-ice performance?
No.
Oh, they got the whole Vegas show before the game. You got to watch that tonight, man.
Oh, I did not
see
that.
The Knight comes out of the rafters, and he's fighting an army of Panthers guys on the ice, you know, with the sword and everything. Oh, they do the whole show, man.
Woody, I was still at dinner, man, for the
damn,
start of
bro,
that
you missed
damn
the,
thing,
yeah, you
got
to watch the Vegas show. They got guys with drums, and it's full on Vegas.
There is one thing that takes a little priority on the weekends of me trying to sell that on a Friday or Saturday night. That
gotta keep the marriage alive during these runs.
Yeah,
huh?
You're telling me something you watch five nights a week, and no, we're going. And don't try that early bird special. I'm so on to you trying to get a 4:30, 5 o'clock dinner, and it has nothing to do with that's the time you eat. So, yeah, she's just busted all of
make
all
sure
of my
you make
stuff.
It to your couch about 7:45 tonight because they put together a nice
quarter. I'm watching Woody.
Yeah,
he's,
it's fun, man. They got the Knight out there, and he's fighting. And, yeah, it's the whole Vegas scene there. It's pretty cool.
Hey, Woody, we got to go to break. And by the way, any of your thoughts, 305-567-0560. We'll get to all that stuff with Panthers playing tonight. Heat get a nice win now, have home court advantage after – I mean, it's just one game, that first one, man. If you read into that first game too much, shame on you, because the Heat bounced back last night, got a nice win. So something happened yesterday or over the weekend that I want to get to and how it might affect the Miami Dolphins in a big, big way as they're trying to get some guys re-signed. And we got a new hot position of guys that are making a lot of friggin' money in a position that used to not pay at all. We'll have that for you when we come back. Stay with us.
Well, we've talked about it in all the previous three series, Nick. So I feel like I'm being redundant, but we've faced a lot of adversity during the season, and we handled it the right way, where you're not making excuses about it, the injuries, the changing lineups. And because of all that adversity and the 57 close games that happened, you know, due to a lot of that, that it hardened us, it steeled us, and we developed some grit, which is what we all want, right? We want to be able to have that privilege of having adversity and being able to overcome it. You gain strength from that. But this is a very tough opponent. They have our full respect for sure.
Well, I don't know about the whole respect thing, but I know we got ourselves a serious series. Series now tied at 1-1 after the Heat. Hang in there at the end of that game, and just a wild, wild game. I came in this morning and said, yeah, all you got to do is watch the fourth quarter of an NBA game. So, well, I mean, it counts on how big a fan you are. I mean, if you want to just like, hey, I'll catch it towards the end. And by the way, the 8 o'clock start is nice compared to that 30 minutes, I know it doesn't sound like a lot, and it's self-serving saying that because a lot of you stay up late anyway, like my wife. But, yeah, it's It's good stuff last night. And the fourth quarter was a wild one. 36-25, the Miami Heat outscored the Nuggets. And that's the difference in the game. Five threes also in that fourth quarter. And by the way, that lead of 83-75 that Denver had going into the fourth quarter, that thing disappeared pretty quickly. That thing was gone. Duncan Robinson show, 10 of the quickest points we've seen. We've seen him at times, obviously, knock down a bunch of threes real quickly. But last night, mixing it up, couple of threes, going to the basket on a couple as well. So good stuff for him to kind of get that fourth quarter rolling. And then it was Jimmy and Bam and Gabe and Caleb and a little bit of everybody. Lowry was in there a little bit as well. So he rotated a lot of guys in and out too, for sure. And Jimmy Butler defending on Murray on that last play. So, Woody, what are your thoughts? Down three, I don't know, 10, 11, 11 and a half seconds, whatever it was left. After I believe a Jimmy Butler miss, do you call the timeout, get the perfect play, or are you better off just getting down the court as quickly as possible, which they didn't do anyway? Murray kind of took it. It was pretty clear no matter what was going to happen, Murray was going to take that last shot.
Well, I think from the Denver standpoint, the fact you got that look that you did to tie the game is like that. That's all you can ask for, right? If you're Denver.
Well, they're second guessing.
As far as the Heat
they're
go,
ripping
though,
it for this morning.
I think you have to consider fouling there if you're the Heat and not allowing a three to go up. And you know, but I don't know. They got very fortunate that shot fell short. But that was about as good a look as Denver could hope for in that situation. And by the way, I'll be honest
Jimmy's
with you.
Jimmy's defense was pretty good.
Yeah, it was. But
I mean,
still,
short
that's
fouling
as
them.
Good a tying look as you're going to get. But I was – You know, I mean, Denver had to be happy just to at least have a chance at the end of that game.
I love that that becomes one of the storylines is why didn't Mike Malone, the Denver head coach, call a timeout at that point?
Now, why, though? Why would you want to call a timeout there?
Just like, to set something up.
Yeah, but again, Joe, you can't get a better look than they got, right? Like you got your second best player, whatever.
He had
separation. There's no question he had about as good a look as you could hope to get. How many times have we seen teams call timeout and then, you know, God knows what happens. Like, you have trouble getting the ball in, right? Or you end up not getting a shot off. I mean, how many times have we seen that? I mean, because it also gives the Heat an opportunity to set their defense, too.
That's true.
You know, so I don't have any issue with the way that game went. If you're the Heat, do you maybe think about fouling in that scenario? I mean, you know,
I have no idea. That's one of the reasons, too, that you don't
that
have
shot
the
goes down.
Timeout.
It's crushing, but.
Well, listen, last night,
Doesn't matter, missed.
Well, big story last night. 17 of 35. Nice bounce back game for the Miami Heat. 17 of 35. Just almost 50% again from 3-point land. And on the other side of that, the Nuggets 11 of 28. It was a crazy game. My God, the start of that game was like, man, Miami was looking to just jump out on them quickly. And Max Strus got rolling there. And then the next thing you know, Denver's up like 13. You're like, what the hell happened? Had the ball and got a little sloppy with the ball at times, but crazy.
Felt like the Heat were in big trouble in that second,
it
man.
Did.
When it was, what was it, 45-33 or 48-35, whatever it was, it felt like they
it
were
had
in
the
a
feel
lot
of
trouble. Yes.
They were looking to go up 17-18 at the half. Yes, I agree. And it, of course, did not happen. And good games last night. By the way, ever think after two games we'd be talking about Bam being the best player so far for the Miami Heat?
That to me is a surprise of the series. But again, I mean, I think from an offensive standpoint, Joe, he's got the better of that match. Like he's going to be able to, because he's so athletic. I mean, he's going to be able to continue to score in this series. Guarding him is not particularly athletic.
Well,
I'm here this morning. But
that's a little misleading. The last thing I'm going to do is sit here and match up Bam against the guy that he's playing against.
No, but that guy, all he does, Joe, is throw his weight around.
But that's his style of play.
Yeah, that's his style of play, but Bam
should, Bam's athletic.
Bam should have the opportunity to continue to put up good numbers in this series with that matchup. He should continue to be effective.
I know you seem to have a problem that Jokic doesn't have a lot of athletic talent as far as jumping and quickness, but the guy's skill set as far as his touch –
very skilled.
Around
the
basket.
Very skilled.
41
and he step back and shoot
points.
From three. No, he's impressive, Joe. But
he got off to a slow
start.
Bam
should be able to continue to to do what he's been doing here unless they make a significant adjustment on him. But I thought defensively the Heat made some good adjustments in game two. But
off picks.
You know, look, we talked about this before the series started, Joe. It's going to come down to the fact that can the Heat continue to be hot from long range?
Yes.
They've been the best three-point shooting team in the postseason, which is kind of a crazy thing with how bad they were through the regular season. But that was going to be the big thing in this series. Can they keep that up? And they struggled in game one and found the touch in game two here.
Well, nice adjustments. A lot of guys, obviously, the confidence that Spo has to keep playing the same guys. And by the way, his timing, like, guys cool off, they're out. I mean, if you cool off and you get a little sloppy after hitting shots, like Strus got off to a great start and kind of disappeared from the game. And then Duncan scored all his 10 points in a short period of time in the fourth quarter. But at the time I'm saying that, those 20 points that those two had, or 22 points during that time, because I believe that Strus had 12 in the first quarter, if I'm not mistaken. But that 22 points, I mean, you look at the big picture, that's huge during that game, getting off to a good start and getting the Heat getting off to a good start in that game, and then Duncan Robinson coming through with 10 quick points in that fourth quarter.
How about that dude flexing after he got to the basket? That was not something you expected to see here in the NBA Finals. But you ready for early second guessing here, Joe? Kendall Toyota text line. You had two timeouts, and you must have had a three, not a two. You call a timeout there, period. I'm at the Nuggets late in the game. I don't know what.
I think we see a lot of coaches, though, just
what,
say run.
What better
it.
Look would you have possibly gotten had you have called a timeout? I mean, Murray had a very clean look at a game tying three. Like, I don't know what you could have had that would have been better.
Well, they wanted him to take that last shot. I could tell you who was not going to take that last shot. Ice cold Porter Jr.
Yeah.
He shoots
a lot
of threes.
Like, again,
he's not gonna
I don't
take
know.
It.
Yeah, I don't know what you would have wanted there if you're Denver.
He's the guy. Jokic, obviously, is a good three-point shooter. He's not. Caldwell wasn't anything spectacular. He had one of three last night. But you're right. It probably – the guy that was going to shoot it, and I just figure they're going to go one-on-one. If they can use a pick and they make a mistake off the pick, which they made a nice adjustment off of it. But – I know it's a great – and by the way, it's getting second-guessed, so anybody text that, you're not alone. There's guys that play in the league that are going, you've got to use that.
What? So that he can set their defense? You can hope to get a better look than you did? You're not going to get a better look. I just don't see any scenario you get a better look than that, Joe. By the way, texter points out we haven't mentioned Kevin Love at 10 boards. Gabe Vincent's just been fantastic.
Gabe Vincent.
I mean, that guy just – he's got a lot of confidence, doesn't he?
Yes.
Like, he really plays with a lot of confidence. It's really fun to watch,
Is his contract up?
Yeah. Oh, he's going to get paid, I'm guessing.
At first, it was like, we can get you back. All those guys, I'm seeing all those salaries. I think Ira actually had an article on it, but all those guys' contracts that are up are going to be up. And
good for these guys, man. Yeah, Gabe Vincent's making like $100 a game right now. So
those guys these guys could be $10+ million a year now all of a sudden off of what they were during the regular season with their numbers the way they are right now.
And then finally to go to break here, Joe, Texas says they are planning to match what the Golden Knights do. They're planning to drop Goldie and Randy Moeller from the rafters when the series comes back down here to Sunrise.
You're going to drop them?
Not drop them, like, to their death. I'm talking about, like, they're going to, like, propel.
Yeah, no. Is that what we're going to do down here?
Yeah. Well, you got to do something to match Vegas.
We can't match Vegas.
Somebody, by the way, earlier goes, that's the lamest thing I've ever seen on TV. I'm like, I don't know, man. My son enjoyed it.
I haven't seen it. But
it's just, it is stupid. It's like.
So what was it about 15 minutes before the game? I know we got to go to break
here. Yeah, it's like a staged mascot. You know what it looks like? You ever been to Medieval Times?
Yes.
The little dinner show in Orlando.
Yes,
that's kind of what it looks like.
Everybody's
like
been
a little
there.
Bit
yeah,
of a
go.
Maybe a little bit of a bigger scale, and they're on skates.
You know, Vegas got to do everything. They got all that built-in entertainment. We're going to break 7 o'clock hour here on a Monday morning, a Heat win Monday morning. And can the Panthers do it tonight? We'll be right back.